Well, hey, everyone. We're opening up this week's inbox with Candace Waters. Candace is on the line. Hey, Candace.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Good to be back with you.
I know. It's always good to have you. So
thanks.
To hear your voice instead of just seeing you in print. We love having you both places. So, well, we've got a great question for you this week, which, quite frankly, I could have written, but I didn't. So I'm going to have to listen in so I can gain some of this insight. This listener says, I have read in scripture that women are to adorn themselves with a gentle and quiet spirit. As an extrovert, I sometimes feel as if I may not accomplish this. Can you provide some guidance as to what exactly is a gentle and quiet spirit and a quiet heart? How does it play out in reality, and what steps can I take to have these? Yeah, what steps can I take?
This,
I know.
Seriously, the fact that you could have written this, and I think I could have written this, and every woman that ever writes to me says they could write this. I think we are sensing a theme here.
No, that's the first thing that people say to us, Candace, is you have such a gentle and quiet spirit. That's my number one descriptor for Lisa Anderson right there.
I can think of like one woman in my whole life that fits that description by nature, which is probably why it's in the Bible, because God knew that we would need this instruction because he knows that we're not all of us going to be introverts. But here's the thing, and this is why we have to be so careful to read scripture carefully. This passage doesn't say you need to have a gentle and quiet voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to start by saying we've got to remember the principle that we need to interpret scripture by scripture, not by just what seems good or right or even workable to our own finite minds. Because we are fallible, and God, thankfully, is not, and the Bible is his infallible word. So let's see a little bit of what other places in Scripture say that might help us understand this challenge to have a gentle and quiet spirit. You know, my first thought was, we've got people with loud personalities. Maybe that's what it's talking about. But I looked in Proverbs, and Proverbs 9:13 talks about the woman folly who is loud. But then it goes on in Proverbs 8:1 to talk about wisdom and says, does not wisdom call? Does not understanding raise her voice? And so you've got both wisdom and folly with vocal abilities that are, you know, loud, because they both want to be heard. So it's not about volume, but it is about the content of what they're saying. It says back in Proverbs 9 that folly is seductive and knows nothing. And you contrast that with wisdom, who is calling out to people, encouraging them to fear the Lord. And so I think it's really important to understand that this passage in 1 Peter is talking about your heart posture, that it is one of trusting in the Lord and of being at rest in the Lord. And you can have a very gregarious personality and even a louder-than-average voice and still have a heart that is at rest. And I think that's what that passage is talking about.
So would you say, for example, I mean, how do we then make that distinction? What if a girl's listening to this now and she's like, oh, yeah, maybe I don't have that heart posture toward the
mm-hmm.
Lord. Maybe I am really using my personality as an excuse for heart attitudes that aren't right.
Right, right. And I think that would be a great thing to take to the Lord in prayer. Also to really study Proverbs 8, which is the chapter that shows us the blessings of wisdom and the blessing of the fear of the Lord. You know, further on in that passage in 1 Peter, which holds up Sarah as an example of a woman who does have a gentle and quiet spirit, which the passage says is very precious in God's sight. It says that we are Sarah's children if we do good and do not fear anything that is frightening. It doesn't say there's nothing to be afraid of, but it says we don't fear anything that is frightening. And the only way you cannot fear frightening things is if you do fear the Lord. And it's as you fear the Lord that you begin to know his character and begin to trust him. That's when our hearts are able to be at rest. And so it is a daily practice of reminding yourself of the gospel, of God's holiness, of his complete otherness from us, and being reminded of our desperate need for him and of Christ's blood to cover our sins so that we can even stand before him and not just be obliterated. And as we do that, we then can begin to thank him for his salvation and begin to trust that he has a good plan for us. The God that sent his son to die for us surely has our good and his glory in mind. And so we need to be meditating on these things and not thinking about all the things we could be afraid of, whether it's, you know, I'm afraid I won't get a husband, I'm afraid I won't get a good job, I'm afraid people will think I'm awkward socially, I'm afraid I'm too fat, I'm afraid I'm not funny enough. I mean, whatever it is that we as women tend to, I think, obsess about, to begin to discipline and train our minds to think about the truth and to be speaking the truth of the gospel to ourselves. And that is the one thing that has the ability to quiet our hearts.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for that assurance, Candace. I think that is a good word and a good encouragement for women. I'm hoping that Dave, our engineer, is listening, because he often tells me that I'm talking too loud into the mic and he has to turn it down. And so, Dave, this
Lisa,
is not
that's a totally different
this
issue.
Is not about that. So you've heard it here first. Candace just told me that I'm not too loud in the mic. So
All right,
Candace, thank you so much for that. Please, everyone, write to us at editor@boundless.org with your questions so we can address it in the future. And remember to be following the questions and checking up and seeing what questions we've answered in the past, because it could be that one that you have is one that we've already addressed. So make sure you're following that. Pass the show along to your friends and get excited about where we are heading this fall and into the next year, because we very much are as well. So thanks for being part of the listening family. That is it for this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.